You want to go play some No Mercy? When she's done, right? Even if you're done, if she's not done with you, you got to keep going. Because if not, she's going to kick your ass.
I'm a tough guy, man.
He fucking stroked him. She just sits down right on her face, right? That was the pin. And then she spanks her. And I was like, man, this is special. You know, Vince dances to the beat of a different drum. What might be right for him might not be right for someone. Christian!
At last you're on your own.
How do you learn how to fall in a ball pit at Hardee's? It's the groin, the Buells, that's the whole population down there. Yeah, sometimes you have a quick finish with an ass blaster.
The wizard! I was in the tough man.
You and me are in the basement reenacting the lingerie match.
Shotgun on Tori.
Don't be Tori.
It's been a runai.
My balls weigh 10 pounds. Who do they? Fucking drop your balls on the scale. See? How have you been? How's the bang bus? Let me on. We got the tit parade here. Be glad to see it back. Getting them on the bang bus.
Yeah.
So fucking knock it off. Just fucking stop it. I don't think that she's going to be a tender lover, right? I think she's going to make you pay for it. Right in the ding-ding. It's my move.
Tell him Kurt Angle's a sorry son of a bitch. Hey.
Fatal forecast!
Cutting off the end.
In association with the Shining Wizards Network, Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast presents...
You're of Duke and Rogue. I'm your host, Duke the Dumpster Bags.
Handsome Kevin.
And today we are covering WWF No Mercy 2001. This sucker took place live on October 21st, 2001 from the Savas Center, St. Louis, Missouri.
You know, the sucker was live from St. Louis. And I don't want to call you out. I know we just started the episode, right? We're not even a minute in. I'm going to call you out. Sucker took place, right, in Missouri.
Sure did.
You know what? Yeah. Where's your son of a bitch call? What happened to the son of a bitch call?
You like the son of a bitch better?
I'm just saying.
I wasn't even thinking of it.
I know you weren't. And I got used to the son of a bitch, right? I look forward to the son of a bitch. Every episode, this son of a bitch took place live. From the, what do you call it, the Seesaw Community Center? This son of a bitch is live from the Seesaw Community Center in St. Louis, Missouri. He said this sucker took place. Son of a bitch me, man.
Give me another chance, man.
All right, son of a bitch me.
All right, this son of a bitch took place live.
Yeah.
October 21st, 2001 from the Savas Center in St. Louis, Missouri.
Did you say Savas Center?
S-A-V-V-I-S.
Savas Center. Savvy, maybe?
Savvy?
Eh, it could be a Savvy. Maybe not a Savvy. Maybe a Savio.
The Savio Center?
That sounds way better to me.
Man, No Mercy. One of the great games.
You know what I was reminded of just the other day?
What's that?
Punched or kicked or you did anything with the guy's Buells or Ding Ding in the game. Remember you got the
at the good time bell. Yep.
Yeah.
Of course.
Forgot about that, man. I don't know even why I was doing it. It's probably taking a shit watching videos, but like all of a sudden I was like, yeah, No Mercy stuff. Cool. I'll watch this. And he just throws an arch plow. It's so good. I've punched and kicked a lot of guys square in the balls, right in the ding ding. It's my move. Not one time have I ever delivered a Nard's plow or a dick kick or a Jenny's jab and heard ever.
What you do is you bring the bell with you, man. You bring it to life.
Hit him with the bell
or just simultaneously, right?
Okay, yeah, maybe.
You got two hands, right? Nard's plow.
I still got
hit
two hands.
Good time bell.
Good time Nard's plow.
I think
good time
move,
Narge
man.
Plow bell. I think I hit him with the bell.
That works too, as long as you get that bell ping.
Right, you got to get the ping. Yeah. I'll get a ping. I'll ping your pinwall.
Oh yeah.
No, not like that.
All right. Well, let me get you up to speed here, man. So our last show was Unforgiven. And a couple of weeks back, Stone Cold Steve Austin regained the world title that he lost from Kurt Angle. Back to Kurt Angle with an assist from Commissioner Regal. Regal then joined the Alliance, and Linda McMahon showed up and fired him from his commissioner spot, giving it back to Mick Foley. And Foley declared that we're going to have a triple threat match tonight, with no DQ for that world title, with RVD, Kurt Angle, and Stone Cold Steve Austin. Other title changes of note include Booker T and Test defeating the Brothers of Destruction for the WCW tag titles. What do you think of that team? Booker T.
Don't like
Test.
It. Don't like it.
No.
No.
So then they lost him to the Hardys. And elsewhere, we got Kidman defeating X-Pac for the Cruiserweight title. And Kidman successfully defended that against Scotty Too Hotty on the Sunday Night Heat. And APA also defeated Hugh Morris and Kanye. Got the man with the voice narrating the triple threat main event for the world title here. Talks about the desperate man, the vengeful man, and the confident man. Which one of these men is Handsome Kevin?
Well, obviously we'll start off with the handsome man. Right, that's the first one.
Well, that's not one of the options.
Okay, well then I'm the man with the boner.
The confident man.
That's the confident man. The confident. Well, take it easy now. There's plenty of desperate men out there with boners.
Oh yeah,
I gotta believe so. What was the other option?
The vengeful man.
Oh yeah, there's some vengeful boners.
Oh yeah.
Huh.
I know what that's like.
So I'm just gonna be the handsome man. Leave it at that, right?
All right. Well, this is the third No Mercy. And we're going to start off with the WCW tag titles on the line with the Hardy Boys defending against the Hurricane and Lance Storm.
Yeah, No Mercy. I know we've already talked about No Mercy, but like, remember it's like, hey, you want to go play some No Mercy? Like, why didn't we ever fucking say words completely? Play a little No Mercy. Like, of course you want to play No More Mercy, but like, and it wasn't even like, you want to play No Mercy on Nintendo 64? We didn't even say like Nin 64. It was just 64. Right. Want No Mercy on 64?
Gotta save your breath, man.
What did we have to do that's so fucking important we couldn't say words?
I think we were the cool kids. Right?
Okay, we were the cool kids. Gotcha.
Their own sort of lingo. The grown-ups wouldn't get it.
Right. We had our own code words, like Kroob and Deese.
Yeah, Deese is just like No Mercy, man. Just cutting off the end. Oh, yeah.
I don't know why that makes you horny, but I'll stick with you.
Yeah, it's safe to say we probably logged 1,000 hours.
Well, a thousand hours is a lot of hours. I'm not doing that math.
Well, say we played like a couple hours a day.
Yeah.
For a couple of years, that's going to be 1,000 hours.
So we probably, I mean, yeah, between from World Tour to No Mercy, also made it 2,000, easily more than 1,000 hours.
Oh, there was that 4-game stretch there.
Yeah.
Those are the best times. So let me ask you this here before we get into the action. So we still got the WCW titles, and they're all held by guys who aren't WCW guys. You think it's time to finally get rid of these unify them. I thought we were unifying them like 3-4 months ago, but apparently
they didn't unify. I don't know. I don't mind that the titles are there because I'm not 100% on this, but I think they're still trying to figure out if there was going to be the opportunity to make WCW have their own TV at this time. So you don't want to completely fold the titles up if you're trying to get TV for, you know, a WCW show. So I don't know if it's quite time yet. Right? If they're still trying to get that WCW show off the ground, you need the titles.
You know they're not trying to get that ECW show off the ground.
No, I know they're not. They really aren't.
And that would be the one that they would actually have.
Kind of weird, right? Yeah.
Kind of a sleeper pick there. So we got the Hardys defending against Hurricane and Lance Storm. Hardys are out there first. Their see-through shirts and Lita.
And Jeff's fucking hat.
Why isn't Lita wearing one of them see-through shirts, right?
Why, you want to see her knocks?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you see them. Just look them up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man. Her knocks are out there for sure. Been out there for years.
Man, you know who else's knocks are out there? Ivory.
Kind of a surprise one.
Yeah, she must have retired from censoring folks.
And now she's ready to pleasure.
Yeah, she's looking good.
Yeah. You know, and that's a funny thing, too, because Ivory, she never struck me as the one that I would like to strike with my dick. So, and then she comes out here and, you know, a little bit. But I don't think that she's going to be a tender lover, right? I think she's going to make you pay for it.
You anticipating some sort of a back injury?
It's something bad's going to happen, I think, ultimately.
I think she'd probably... kind of gal that would smack you around a little bit.
I think she would fight you. And fuck you.
Oh, yeah?
And I think you'll leave both with injuries.
I think it'd be worth it?
No.
No?
No. Who would you rather? One of the Golden Girls? Or Ivory?
Oh, Ivory.
But I'm thinking the Golden Girl, like, will probably make you a nice, you know, a delicious snack afterwards. Ivory's, when she's done, right, even if you're done, if she's not done with you, you got to keep going. Because if not, she's going to kick your ass. All right? And when she's done, she's not going like, hey, I'm going to go make some snickerdoodles. Right? That's not going to happen. She's gonna say, get the fuck out of my bed, go down to the 7-Eleven, get me a pack of Marb Reds and a Diet 7-Up. Right, that's what she said. Then you're gonna have to go do that with your injuries and all.
You're pretty certain about how it's gonna go down with Ivory.
I got a vibe.
Yeah. So you're asking if I'd like, Ivory with her nonsense, or the Golden Girl with a little more accommodating amenities?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it'd be a wild, wild ride with Ivory. I'd take the ride.
No doubt. But ultimately, if the poison's out, why does it matter?
Well, do I just get one Golden Girl?
Yeah, but it's your pick.
What about, can I arrange a three-way dance?
It might be in the cards in the future, but not right now.
A three-way dance, I go with Golden Girls, you know. Just one wild night, a pain and pleasure, I'm going Ivory.
Huh.
I'm a tough guy, man.
No, I dig it, right? I dig it. But I don't think you're thinking big picture on this. Hospital bills, embarrassment. All that.
Embarrassment.
Yeah.
You think it'd be a shameful experience?
Well, yeah, when she kicks you out of the bed to go down to the 7-Eleven to grab a pack of Marb Reds and the Diet 7-Up.
Well, it'd be good for me to walk it off, right?
It's going to be hard for you to walk it off, man. She just beat the shit out of you.
I'd show her what it's like.
You absolutely would not show Ivy what it's like. She would beat the piss out of you.
I give it my best try, showing her what it's like.
Yeah, and I know your best try, all right? I've known you long enough. I'm familiar with your work. You're a dead man.
Well, let me ask you, are you taking the Golden Girl or are you taking Ivory?
Who would not love a delicious fresh baked cookie after some In-N-Out burger, right? You kick back, you flip on the tube. Maybe watch some Golden Girls, right? She's gonna bring you your favorite easy beverage, maybe some Apple Jay. Maybe some fresh baked cookies. Maybe a nice sourdough.
It's done. It's nice. Over the rough and tumble, huh?
Well, yeah, over hospital bills and embarrassment and having to go to the 7-Eleven, right? Smelling like fucking butt and shame.
Well, what if the Golden Girl's a wild animal?
Even if she's wild, she's still taking care of you when you're done.
Is she driving you to the hospital?
No, you're not going to the hospital, man.
She's just taking care of you?
Yeah, she's handing you to the remote. Right. Maybe getting you a heating pad for your lower back.
Well, that's a nice accommodation.
That's what I'm saying.
So, Ivory is company in Lance Storm. I kind of like this pairing.
You do? That's fine.
Both the guys in the team have a gal. Hurricane has got Mighty Molly. Apparently, she was kind of kidnapped and brainwashed on a recent television episode. And now she's a sidekick. Former Molly Holly is now Mighty Molly.
Was that Stockholm Syndrome, right?
I think so. Yep.
Yeah, sounds right.
Well, Paul Lee's in the booth with JR, and he talks about Sugar Shane having a feud back in the day with the Hardy Boys. I didn't know about that. That must have been in, like, their backyard wrestling league or something.
Probably.
And Jeff, like you mentioned, I stepped on your touchdown call there, but he's wearing the baseball cap again. Second time, this has to be intentional.
Yeah, it has to be, and it pisses me off. Take your fucking baseball cap off, all right? You're not cool. You're a fucking doper, right? Take your fucking baseball cap off. He's wrestling with the baseball cap. And then the second thing that bothers me about this, baseball cap comes off, right? It's off. Get it out of the fucking ring. Like, the referee should have grabbed that right away, thrown it out of the ring. He does not. And the longer it sits there, the more pissed I get. And I'm watching it, and nobody's getting, finally, you know, Hurricane, because he's a stud, knows what he's doing, kicks the damn hat as if to say, hey, bitch, pick that hat up and get it out of the fucking ring. Like, they ran past it. You know how easy it is to slip on a baseball cap when it's in the ring?
Could have been bad.
Could have torn your ball sack straight off.
Yeah, it looks like he took the paint bath with the blue paint this time. Dark blue hair. Hardy team up on the Hurricane for a nice throw before Mac gets caught in a fireman's carry. Cutter combo by Storm and the Hurricane. The guys work great together. And Storm and Hurricane, there's something there. I was trying to think of a good name for them. I don't quite have it yet. But Hurricane Storm, right?
Right. A hurricane is a storm.
Right.
Right.
You can't call them the natural disasters. That's
no, it's already been a thing. Yeah.
You got a name for these guys?
No, because I think Storm is too kind of all-encompassing for bad weather.
Just call them bad weather?
No.
No?
For a second, you might have had me, but then I thought about it. I was like, no, it's a bad fucking idea.
Or fatal forecast.
No.
All right.
I mean, you're thinking, and I like that, but fatal forecast? You ever think you're going to hear fucking Fink? And no! Like, no, you're not going to hear him say, fatal forecast. You know, that's not going to be a thing.
We'll see. We'll see if these guys stick together long enough to get a name. So Storm, he goes for the tag. Hurricane wants a pound instead of your classic open-fisted tag. So they do that. And Jeff dishes out a couple of chin busters on these guys before the action spills to the outside. Back in the ring, Mighty Molly gets the Hurricane going, hooks him up with his cape so he can do a flying man to the three guys on the outside. Nice touch.
Now sometimes you gotta do a flying man with a cape on.
Lots of quick tags by Storm and Hurricane. Jeff's been in there for a while, just getting it. Love to see it. Storm throws the doper into the corner and then waits for what seems like ages for Jeff to hit that whisper in the wind, whirly bird plancha. Finally makes the hot tag to Matt. Dishes out an ass kicking. And we get that poetry in motion business. They hit it the first time, then they go for it again, and the Hurricane ends up getting out of it. Gets close to on a roll-up. Matt goes for the twist of fate, gets caught in a double super kick from the fatal forecast. almost gets a pinfall. Now we got Lita and Molly in there, soon to be joined by Ivory. Got a three-way dance there. Who are you taking?
Like in a fight?
How about a night on the town?
Night on the town? Well, boy, that's a tough one. Night on the town with Ivory, I think I'm still getting in a fight. Molly, I think I'm having a nice conversation, right? Just a nice hangout.
Right.
Lita, I think I'm getting touched, tickled, and wiggled any way I want. So it just depends on the day.
You probably take Ivory in a fight.
I think Ivory probably in a fight, yeah. But, like, I think Molly's going to, like, help me move. Like, she seems like a good friend.
Helping you move, huh?
Right. Well, you know.
Helping it move.
Miss Madness, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff
gets in there, gives Ivory the double leg drop below the belt. Kind of weird move there. Meanwhile, Lita lands a Hurricane Rana on Lance. Matt hits the twist of fate on the Hurricane. Jeff hits the Swanton, and that's it. Pretty much a melee there at the end. And the wrong team won. Otherwise, it's not a bad opener.
Couple of things, I guess, that I wasn't pumped about. Nah, I'm just going to go with one. Just one. When Hurricane goes for the roll-up, JR, he calls it like three different things before landing on what he actually calls it. He's like, there's a damn inside roll, the version of that's an Oklahoma roll. One, I don't know. I've never heard of the Oklahoma roll. Three, he is really just throwing whatever he wants out there, and that's disappointing. I thought we moved on from that. You got him with that. It was an inside roll. It's like a version of a hit him with the Oklahoma roll.
It's not the last of.
No, but I was like, JR, come on, man, just call it a pin attempt, right? Damn pin attempt. That's fine. It's okay. You don't know what it is, and it's fine. But don't you start making it like, have you ever heard of an Oklahoma roll?
I'm not sure what an Oklahoma roll is.
Neither am I. Right? So don't call. Like, just don't do it. Just pin attempt. Pin attempt works out. Pin attempt's fine. Leave it at pin attempt. There's damn pin attempt. It's fine. It's good. Fucking wrong team wins, right? I don't like the Hardys. I like Matt. Matt's okay. Matt's all right. But my hatred for Jeff really, really starts to bleed into my okay with Madness. So, my mattitude. Wrong team won.
He just starts off
you.
With the ball cap.
He's an idiot.
Just asking for trouble. You got more complaints in this one? Or?
Nah. We can move on. Yeah. It's fucking Jeff Hardy.
Well, you see RVD arriving with his bag and his hardcore belt. He's greeted by Regal, who's expecting RVD to go and apologize to Stone Cold. RVD says he's only looking out for number one. Regal says, don't do anything silly. Then we get that mysterious limousine, and out comes Vince. Michael Cole greets him, asks him where he's been. He grabs Vince's jacket and drops it. Vince says that he's here tonight to make a difference and gives Cole shit for dropping the jacket. There you have it.
Yeah, it's supposed to just fire him if he ever drops the jacket again. Not necessary, not needed. I thought it was weird to ask him where he's been. But wasn't Vince just on SmackDown or Raw?
Yeah, he just made his return recently.
Yeah, so, I don't know. It's fine. Really, a couple of throwaway segments there. You didn't need the shit with RVD. It's always good to see Regal, but the shit with RVD is... The big knock on him was always the character, and there's really not much character there. So, didn't need that, and Michael Cole and Vince. Although it was funny to see a young Michael Cole. A frosted-tipped bitch.
Oh, man. Next up, we got your guy, Test. Representing the Alliance, taking on Kane. I gotta ask you this.
Yeah.
We got Test, right? We got Kane. We got the Taker. We got a lot of big boots out there.
Yeah.
You got a favorite big boot being delivered this time?
At this time?
You know, we haven't seen it a lot, but the Albert big axe kick was pretty sweet.
That's a big kick. Test Kane does a good... Boy, it's tough. Kane's got a good one. Test has got an Annihilator. Taker's got a great one, too. I'll probably go Test, though, man. Test kind of did like a running delivery.
Yeah,
it was good. Yeah.
Real take your face off boot. I've noticed that we have a lot of defectors from the Federation in the Alliance now.
Of course we do.
They make up more of the faction than the invading guys. We got a couple of big young studs here, says JR. Gain off to an early advantage with some big blows. Looks like they're going for the big deal where Tess gets his ball bag hung out to dry on the top, but it gets botched. Tess grabs the ring bell, nails Kane with it. Nick Patrick was right there.
Should have been an EQ.
Tess takes advantage with several boots and shoulder bashes in the corner and a big vertical suplex. Goes up and hits a flying elbow from the second rope. And then he goes up for a Macho Man style elbow and misses it. It's time for Kane to make his comeback. Big side suplex, clotheslines Test over the top to the outside. And then Kane takes the post and that big boot that you're picking is your favorite from Test. A lot of back and forth here. We get a Kane choke slam and a power slam. And he climbs up top, misses a clothesline. We get that pump handle slam out of Test. Gets a two, and he can't believe it. And he goes up and hits the big elbow this time. And he's pissed that he can't put him away. Grabs a chair and proceeds to get a drop kick into his face by the big red machine. Kane goes to hit Test with the chair. Patrick grabs it from him. Then after bumbling around for a bit, Test boots Kane in the face, gets the win. That was a good call on your part, picking that boot, because that gets them the win here.
I know what I'm doing.
After the bell, Kane chokeslams Nick Patrick and then does it again. Then hits him with a powerbomb and summons the flames. And then JR says, we have a very shady referee, and I heard a very shitty referee.
See, I'm not the only one that's mishearing JR.
No, you're not.
Stop the damn, Matt. We got a very shitty referee here.
Yeah, what'd you think of this one? Kind of a couple of big hosses throwing around big boots.
Yeah, I never really... I don't know. Going into this, I thought it was going to be kind of fun. You know what I mean? I was two bigger guys just kind of slapping everywhere. And I didn't have as much fun with it as I wanted to. And then watching it through and going back through my notes, I realized what it was. There was a big distraction for me in this match.
What was that?
Kane's boot broke.
That didn't distract me at all.
That's weird.
Didn't notice it.
Yeah, like the flap of the boot was open. And so he's working and the boot is split on the side. I keep on waiting for the boot to fall off. Waiting for a trip on the boot. Waiting for him to maybe pause, try and fix the boot. The boot never falls out. It was very distracting for me.
Huh. Oh, there you have it.
Yeah.
Well, next we see the coach outside of Stone Cold Steve Austin's locker room. Steve don't want to talk.
So, I've been very critical of Deborah, and I'm going to continue to be because I don't think she's very good.
Fair enough.
But did this give you a little bit of, bring a little value to the table for Deborah?
I liked it. I laughed here.
Yes.
So Stone Cold don't want to talk to Coach, so he just yells at Deborah to relay the messages. So he says, tell him Kurt Angle's a sorry son of a bitch, and that RVD's a big piece of trash, and while you're at it, Vince McMahon's a bigger piece of trash than RVD, and there ain't no way he's losing that WWF title tonight. He says, thanks, get your ass out of here.
One of the things in this, too, is that Deborah is censoring. Did you pick up on that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she doesn't say son of a bitch or...
No, she won't say ass or son of a bitch. Yep, either one.
Hell no, I don't want to talk to Coach.
Steve says he doesn't want to talk to you.
Tell him Kurt Angle's a big piece of trash.
Steve says Kurt's a big piece of trash.
Tell him RVD, sorry son of a bitch.
He says RVD is a sorry SOB. It was fun, man. I laughed real hard. It's got to be. It's a Steve idea. It has to be.
You think Steve was on the can?
Oh, he's taking a shit?
Yeah.
Maybe. That would have been funnier.
That's what I was kind of imagining, right?
You were imagining Steve on the shitter.
Like he's on the can, right? And Deborah gets the door. He's got to, yell out to her.
What type of a weird locker room do you think that is? Just an open fucking, just a toilet sitting in the... That's not the way it works, man. Is that a jail cell?
He's Stone Cold Steve Austin, man. You don't think his dressing room's got a can in there?
I'm saying it probably does, but then she's listening from a door to a door. I think he just wanted to envision Steve on the shitter. I mean, it's okay if you do, man. I don't care. It's cool.
Oh, man. Next up, we got Stacy wandering the back. She runs into Matt. Asks what he thinks of her lingerie. Says she looks real good. So he got himself a sneak peek there underneath that black robe.
I was a little upset.
You wanted a sneak peek, didn't you?
Well, yeah, of course I did. Don't be a... Yeah. Yes, I still do. But she says to him, well, you're a guy, and then opens up her robe.
Oh, yeah.
I meet those qualifications. I have those credentials. Why isn't she walking up to me in the hallway going, well, you're a guy.
You're in the wrong hallway, man.
I got to find the right hallway is what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's not me. It's the hallway.
Yeah, man.
I got to go Indiana Jones to find that hallway.
Find a better hallway.
I'll find that hallway. If Stacy's in, I'll find the hallway.
So we got the I Know You Want Me. We got that theme playing. So the gal that made that famous, she's currently serving 17 years in the big house. That's too bad.
No, it's not. She deserves more.
Oh, she does, yeah. Just a waste. So that's kind of being used for both of these gals.
Yeah.
They must have really liked that tune.
It's a good tune.
Didn't want to leave it behind.
Reminds me of a boner of a different era.
Speaking of that, man, we got a lingerie mash next. First ever. We got a package leading up to it. Stacy gave to Jerry a smooch.
I got a package leading up to it.
Sure didn't like that. I know what you're saying, man. Ended up costing Tajiri the match against Taz. Man, Tajiri's just getting action all over the place here.
Yeah, it's probably two things, the mist and the kicks.
Yeah, you think the mist is a turn-on?
I think the mist is probably a turn-on, right? And the kicks, I don't know, maybe he's got the magic foot.
Magic feet.
Maybe, or it's the tarantula.
Stacy's now managing the Dudleys.
Yeah.
So that's your pick of the year for manager.
The Duchess of Dudleyville.
And she tells him to put Tori through the table. And we get one of those classic Bubba Ray Dudley power bombs off the top rope through the table. Quite the feud these two young ladies are having, and we're here to settle the score in the first ever lingerie match. Where do you want to start here? You want to take it?
Well, so here's. I was pretty pumped for this match, right? Would never lie to you. The match is only like 3 minutes long, right?
I watched it a few times.
Yeah, of course, so did I. I didn't need to, but I did. So I'm watching this match. She busts out a whip. Did you know she busts out the whip?
Of course, why wouldn't you?
You watch the match a couple of times.
She gets referee jacked on.
Well, here's the problem. Like, here's the funny thing, right? I'm watching this match. I'm trying to take notes, right? Not really, because I'm not looking down to write anything. I'm just watching. But then my wife comes home.
Oh, man.
She walks downstairs. And she says, what are you watching? I said, this is wrestling, babe. Right? This is wrestling. Right? And she goes, she looks at it. She goes, I understand now. Which I thought was great. And I looked up. I said, hey, do you notice that the referee's got a bone? And she's like, does he? And I said, yes. The referee's got a bone. And she goes, no, he doesn't. I said, yes, he does. Watch. So I rewound it. Hit play. Frame by frame. And she was like, oh, my God, he does have a bone.
Jack Doan has a bone, huh?
Doan's got a bone. Gave the old Doan a bone.
Man, everybody's a winner in this one.
Well, yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. The only thing that I wasn't like, no, I have no complaints.
Oh, man. Tori's looking amazing in the red gear.
Right.
JR likes that Boomer Sooner red.
Right.
He tells us this ain't going to be a Jack Briscoe, Dory Funk Jr. classic.
No.
But
he also comments on the, that was a weird comment. He's like, says wrestling without any boots or footwear, something like that, he says. Jared's like, how sick am I? Notice the feet. And I was like, Jared, just shut up. You're not helping me right now.
He's trying to do his job.
You know what? I'm trying to do a job, too.
And so Tori, after she disrobes, she tosses Stacy Irish whip style. Stacy answers with some cartwheels. Man. Legs for days, this gal. She delivers a big boot, takes off her robe, and there she is. And she busts out that whip like you were talking about. Then they do the rolling around the ring bit, and Jack Doan gets caught in there. We get a sunset flip, and Stacy and Tori just rolling around, reversing it. We get a, you know, some great ace shots. Crowd loves it. Moving all over that arena. Stacy delivers a head scissor, gets on the second rope, and does a little dance.
I was okay with that.
Oh, yeah. She pays for it, though.
I'd pay for it.
Yeah, me too. And Tori nails a snap mirror senator to the mat. And Tori does a springboard into a sloppy Joe back elbow and picks up the win. She makes sure to give the folks opposite hard cam a good look at the goods and smacks Stacy's ass for good measure.
Well, so Stacy's strap broke at one point, so I got real horny. Her top. Yeah, I was, you know, was hoping for a little bit of a show. Still a great show. Don't
what
get
a
me
match,
wrong.
Man.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, they should have done a, I don't know, should have done a specialty match, strap on, something like that. Anyways.
Grudge match.
Grudge match, right, because it's just the start of it, right?
yeah, their friendship just fell apart recently.
Right, it's the first match. Yeah. This is just the foreplay. So the pin itself, though, I did get a kick out of, because she just sits down right on her face, right? That was the pin. And then she spanks her. And I was man, this is special. This is... So that was that match. We've talked about it probably three times as long as the match has been. It's, I hope they do more.
Oh, me too, man. They had the EP match.
Right.
They got the lingerie match.
Right.
I can't wait to see what they do next.
Winner fucks the loser. Everybody wins.
Gotta keep up with the stakes, right? Yeah, that's the thing. Everybody's a winner in these matches.
Right, yeah.
Who's not a winner?
I mean, Jack Doan, he's a winner. He won the
It's got to be a weird spot for him, though, right? It's got to be a weird spot. He's out there trying to ref a match. He's got a hard on. And you know that they're sitting in gorilla position making fun of him. What's he going to do? He's going to walk back with a hard on.
Well, what do you do, man?
I don't know.
I mean, if you, if that were you, you'd be Jack Doan.
Yeah. Yes, I would be Jack Doan.
So what do you do?
I don't know. I don't know. I'd probably lose
focus from the.
My focus is my focus is still in the match, and there is a task at hand, but I don't think I could do it in the middle of the ring.
That was probably a tough task. I mean, fun task for sure for Jack Doan, but tough to keep it together. Well, you got Michael Cole. He's in the back with Kurt Angle. Talks about the return of Mr. McMahon. Says, for some reason, Vince has had his eyes set on RVD. Kurt says he has his eyes on both RVD and Stone Cold. Then Vince shows up, gives him a handshake, wishes him luck. Kurt says he don't need luck. He's going to go out there and win the title one more time. It's oh, hell yeah, true. It's Van Damme true. So Kurt likes to, everybody likes to wish Kurt good luck.
Right.
And he likes saying he don't need luck.
Well, of course, yeah.
I've seen this 3-4 times.
What I like about this one is that he does say Vince likes to dance to the beat of a different drum. And for whatever reason, like, I was watching it by myself, and I burst out laughing. Vince dances to the beat of a different drum. Because in my head, I heard Kurt Angle say the next line. I know he didn't. But in my head, I heard him say, well, you know, Vince dances to the beat of a different drum. What might be right for him might not be right for some.
You're laughing at something that isn't there, huh?
I'm laughing at something that's not even fucking there. Something I fabricated in my head because I thought it would be hilarious. And I'm laughing out loud by myself for fucking nothing, right? For fucking nothing. I might be losing it, man.
Classic. Maybe that Full Throttle, man.
No. This was the other night.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so I'm saying shit. Oh, shit.
Well, we got a soldier on, man.
We do. And then, so the next thing that they show, I want to touch on this because it's only slightly. They show it for just a second, then it moves on, right? Just a second. They show the graphic, right? Edge and Christian. And Edge is wearing, not Edge, my apologies, Christian. Is wearing a hat that looks like he's wearing a big furry condom on his head.
That's a wild hat.
What the fuck, man? We lived through this, right? We never wore big furry condoms on our head.
Not like that.
Like what then?
I mean, I don't ever remember. I wore those big black stocking cap condom hats.
Well, no, but that's a winter hat, man. That's a winter hat.
Well, it's what? October. Kind of chilly there in Missouri.
I don't know, man. I saw that hat and I went, there's something wrong here.
But no wonder why he's wearing the hat with the see-through shirt.
Yeah.
With the holes in it.
Right. I mean, maybe Grandma Cage is right to not want to speak with her. Him.
It's a weird look, man. He doesn't wear it out there, but it's in that promo shot.
It's a lot like the Perry Saturn hat.
Oh, maybe he borrowed it from him.
You think it's a borrow situation?
I don't think Saturn's on the bill.
No. He's still probably out there looking for Moppy.
Yeah, poor guy.
Pieces of Moppy.
Christian. In the back with Lillian, talks about everybody thinking his brother Edge was going to be a huge star. Says no matter how good you are, there's always somebody a little bit better. The fans of St. Louis know. Takes a dig at Mark McGwire being a broken down old man and the Cardinals getting beat by the better team. Says he's going to prove that he's better. So good heel work by Christian, taking shots at the local sports teams. It's classic.
It's all right.
Edge and Christian colliding here in a rematch for the IC title. Ladder match. So we see some highlights from Unforgiven when Christian won after hitting his brother in the nards with the chair. He actually set Edge up on Raw saying that his mom was in a car accident or something. Edge got lured to the back and then got beat down by the Alliance. And now Christian's an Alliance guy, too. But these guys are, they're legends of ladder matches, man.
Yeah.
So this one's got to be good.
All right. Doesn't have to be.
We get the Christian! At last, you're on your own.
Yeah, so, and that's funny because I don't remember, like, in my head, again, this I might be losing my shit here.
Probably.
At last, you're on your own. Oh. Right? I mean, I might not hit the notes, but that's, right, we're together on that.
I can't hit them notes either.
But like, in my head, I've always sung, you know, Christian! I completely forgot they said fucking words.
Me too. I didn't notice it last time.
Right. And this goes into that kind of little headbanger kind of a thing. Right?
Oh, yeah.
But then it goes back into the classical jam. We'll go kind of a, what is it, a bipolar kind of a song.
A little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Edge is out there next with that shiny black trench coat cape and a wild look in his eye. So they meet on the entryway. Edge gets the early advantage. They get into the ring. These guys are former 7-time tag champions.
7 times.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah. They're only a few years into their run here, too. A lot of time to be alive. Christian catches Edge, drops his neck on the ropes, and goes for the ladder. Edge gets up, gives him the baseball slide, knocks that ladder back into his brother's chest. Battle into the crowd, JR says that Christian doesn't have guts or character. Just giving him the business. He's really picking at poor Christian.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no wonder why Christian's starting to be a dick. You know?
He's a damn champion. He's not even getting any love.
Right. You can only fuck with a guy so long until you get fucked with. Now it's time for Christian to start fucking with.
JR better watch out.
Yeah, I'll fuck him.
So Edge, he gets some offense in, does a slingshot. Christian eats a ladder propped up on the apron. Then he sets up the ladder between the ring stairs and the guardrail.
Beautiful spot. I like this a lot.
You like it?
Very creative. I like when they do this. Like, give me something different than what you're normally used to seeing. They did that with the spot. They did that with the setting up this spot. Like, I don't remember prior to this match seeing the ladder be set up between the steps and the barricade. Beautiful. And then you know what they done on top of it, man? You know what? You're about to get to it. I know you're about to get to it. They did another thing I was not ready for. And what did they do? Hit me.
So they're battling, right? On top of that ladder. Christian gets it, and then he falls nards first onto one of the rungs of the ladder.
They got me a Jenny spot on the ladder. Unique, what do you call that? Setup for the ladder, unique, you know, ladder situation. And then we get a Jenny spot. I'm happy. I'm happy.
Match of the night, probably. We got no Uncle Edge in his future, says JR. Edge grabs another ladder, takes it Joey Mercury style right in the face. These guys really beat the shit out of each other.
Sometimes you got to beat the shit out of somebody.
And it sounds like we're getting some Christian sucks chants. No respect.
No.
He goes under the ring, grabs a chair. You know he's going to be going for that chair, so.
He should.
Dangerous fucking move. Just bashing your head in between a couple chairs.
Yeah, man. Real dangerous.
Can't be legal.
Shouldn't be.
So Edge is stuck in the corner. He's kind of wedged in there by a ladder from that ladder fort spot. Christian climbs to the top, hoping to deliver a concerto. And he takes a snapmare spine first onto the ladder. We get JR saying, "How you learn to fall on your spine on an aluminum ladder?"
Oh, man. When he said that, I was like, all right, JR, give it up. All right, give it up. Was that 3 or 4 shows in a row?
Yeah.
We've heard that we've gotten the "How do you learn to fall" call.
Yeah.
People are saying he knows how to learn how to fall. How do you learn how to fall spine first on a 20-foot ladder?
Fucking off, Jerry. Fucking enough, man.
You think he's going to keep him coming?
I hope so. Because for me, I hear it, and then I get a little bit aggravated, and that brings me right back in.
Right. Right. Yeah, he's calling trying to relive that glory from the first one.
Let's say he used to be calling the hardcore matches when they throw him the leg. Yeah, people say you learn how to fall. How do you learn to fall off a dock into Lake Michigan? Ridiculous.
Oh, sure. People say learn how to fall. How do you learn how to fall in a ball pit at Hardee's? So ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of, it's his calling card right now.
Right. Just he loves it.
Back to it.
He loves it. He got rid of the Wizards of the Wicked Wood and got into the How Do You Learn to Fall. Oh, sure.
Wizards of the Wicked Wood, that's a tongue twister.
Ah, sure. People tell you, no, you know how to fall.
We got so those guys coming up next. Dudleys will be in action. We got to cut to the chase here with Edge and Christian. So a bunch of ladder stuff. I mean, both of these guys are active currently. This is 23 years later, which is kind of amazing.
Yeah.
Considering they routinely just beat the shit out of each other like this.
Very true. Very true.
We get the slingshot, a couple of nice slingshots into the ladder. Edge delivers a slam down, takes a nasty ass spot on the canvas. And then Christian ends up DDTing Edge off the ladder. Christian goes out, grabs two chairs, sets up the concerto again, gets denied. Edge grabs another ladder, and he's building something out there. Got the ladder propped up on two chairs, and Christian's laid out on. Edge goes upstairs. It's a big splash. That had to hurt. And then Edge climbs up, gets knocked out by Christian, wielding another one of the ladders. Edge hits a spear to Christian. Pulling out all the stops here, really. So they both get up on all three ladders that are set up. One of the ladders gives way. They both go over to the top, crash into the outside. And then I see a WCW We Can't Wrestle sign in the crowd. Christian goes climbing once again, straddling two ladders for no reason. He was asking for some trouble there.
Maybe he just was looking for a good base.
That's probably what he was looking for, but it was, set himself up to take that chair shot in the Nards.
That was a fucking sweet shot. It's one of my favorite Nard shots we've seen.
That's great. What'd you like about it?
Well, he takes the chair, and he doesn't like... It's like he stabs him. Right? With the chair. He takes the chair and just kind of stabs him right in the gruids.
Right in the gruids?
Yeah, right in the gruids. That's the groin, the bules, that's the whole population down there.
The whole package.
Well, yeah, cuz he could have hit him in the BH. The balls, the dong, the gooch.
Oh, it's all there.
It's all there. So right in the gruids.
So Christian's still on top of those ladders after taking that shot. And then Edge sets him up, delivers the one-man concerto. Christian falls down, and Edge retrieves the belt, regaining the title. That one's going to be tough to top.
For the match, yeah, it was a pretty fun match.
However, it seems like they're having these special stipulation matches pretty often.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. I mean, that was a fun match. I for the most part, I really liked the pacing of it. They didn't get too crazy. Like, they did some crowd work early, and they waited a while to get, like, the extracurricular activities as far as, like, the ladders and that kind of shit involved. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't jump right into it. I thought it was a pretty well-worked match. I think it's the longest match on the card. I don't necessarily love Edge as the face when the Gruid stab to Christian. You know what I mean? Like, that part of it I'm not in love with. It was a turnabout is fair play type of a situation. Might give you a little bit lenience on that one. I love the spot itself. Maybe a little bit more lenience, but I don't really love when faces do that kind of underhanded shit. All in all, not bad. Not bad.
I'd probably take this over the RVD Hardy match, though I gotta admit the RVD Hardy was pretty good.
Well, here's the thing. In this match, no Jeff Hardy.
So by default.
By default, yeah.
Well, next up, we're going back to WWF New York. We got Spike Dudley getting good and knackered at the bar. So, what do you think of this running gag we got here sending us to WWF New York?
So, here's a funny thing. When they showed him initially, I don't know if they had, like, connected with him. And JR starts talking to him. Doesn't hear, like, it seem like Spike can hear him. And he's just sitting there with, like, a three-quarters beer. And I went, are they doing a down-on-his-luck Spike gimmick that I don't remember? Like, I right away, just the way that he looked. He looked depressed. And I was like, yeah. we got a fucking hard-luck Spike situation here? And then Jared's like, Spike, can you hear me? Spike. And then Spike's like, yeah, I can hear you, JR. I'm doing fucking as good as I've ever been. I feel like $100. Never heard anybody say I feel like $100 before, because that doesn't seem very good. It seems pretty mediocre. I feel like $100. People say I feel like $1 million. I feel like $1 billion, right? $100, that's nothing. How you feeling? About $1.15. I feel about like $115. Pretty good. Didn't make sense to me. And then this other broad, right, this bimbo comes walking in. And Spike's like, Molly who? Like, all of a sudden, he's the number one lover man in WWF New York, which might be true. That bimbo looked pretty great. Like the bimbo. But I don't understand what they're doing with the kid. Like, that's not a Spike kind of character for him to be playing.
Yeah, he's just getting plowed at the club.
Yeah, yeah, he's just having a three-quarters full beer at WWF New York. And he's got a weird haircut. I don't know if you ever picked up on that. Very strange haircut. I like him. Seems like a great guy, but weird haircut. And you think that he's pulling that tail in real life?
Well, I got to believe so, right?
Well, if he's not Spike Dudley.
Well, Spike Dudley is who he is, man. So his brothers will be defending them WWF tag titles against the ragtag team of the Big Show and Tajiri. You like Big Show and Tajiri or Big Show and Spike?
I don't like Big Show and Tajiri. I don't like Big Show and Spike. It's a weird pairing, man. Yeah. I don't like either one. It's a weird pairing. I don't know what they're doing, Big Show. He needs to go back to being the Jai. He needs to be in the Alliance, WCW style. Instead, they're just teaming him with these random guys. Like, oh, no, this is going to be a great show. This is going to be a great show. You're a monster. You're the giant. You're the biggest man in the company. And we're going to put you together with the littlest guy. Like, it's just not, it's not aesthetically pleasing. It doesn't seem like it belongs together, so it kind of takes me out.
And I couldn't help but notice that the Duchess of Dudleyville is not out there. So why are we even here?
We shouldn't be. Right. Just move on.
So, Tajiri. I mean, I guess we got to cover some of the spots here.
Yeah, sure.
So, he takes a beating, makes a comeback. We see that standing backflip splash. That's where he makes the tag to the Jai.
With the Jai.
The Jai. The show gets, Devon in the corner does that big ass splash like that. Pretty devastating. After show knocks both the Dudleys to the outside, Tajiri does an AJ Styles type of front flip over the top to the outside. Looks good. We see an early Bubba Bomb ass blaster.
You love the ass blaster.
Yeah, that was real early. I thought we might have a quick finish, but it's not the case.
Sometimes you have a quick finish with an ass blaster.
So I know that's right. I like how they call the Dudley's corner Dudleyville.
That is pretty good.
Yeah. I think the Nasty Boys might have had something similar, right?
Nastyville.
Nastyville, yeah. It's good. They're both good. So Tajiri, after really getting the business for a while, finally makes the tag, but the ref didn't see it. Here we get the Wazang. Headbutt right in the private zone of the Japanese buzzsaw. And Tajiri looks like he's going to be out, but he manages to get out of a P-bomb at the DDT and get the tag for real this time. The Jai gets in there, gives us a fucking Razor Ramon taunt.
Yeah.
You see that?
I did.
I mean, it's a good taunt.
It's a great taunt. It's a great taunt for Scott Hall, Razor Ramon. Looks goofy for the Jai, but the Jai did it in WCW, too.
Yeah, he did, huh?
Yeah.
Does he think he's Razor Ramon?
I don't know. Maybe he's just got tired of, like, raising his one hand.
Oh, that thing, yeah.
The choke slam.
I'm the Jai.
I'm the Jai. I put you in the choke slam. I did, yeah.
And it mixed it up a little bit.
Yeah. Right.
We see that Tarantula Tajiri. Handspring double elbow to the Dudleys. I get why you don't like that Tarantula, because he puts it on and he's just asking for the other guy on the team to give him the business.
Yep.
Always gets a huge pop, though. What also gets a big pop is the Mist. Tajiri ends up winding up and blows the thing right in the ref's face.
Hey, what's your favorite color mist?
Probably a blue.
A blue mist?
Don't see it too often, but...
No, you don't.
Like me a blue mist.
Okay.
You?
Green.
Yeah.
Green always feels like that's what I remember in my head. Hit him with the green mist.
Right.
Yeah. So I go green.
I mean, the red's been a little overplayed. Liquid. WCW and whatnot.
Yep.
So, Big Show. It's a big choke slam. Makes the cover, but the ref's out due to the mist. Then Rhino shows up, gives him a gore. Tajiri delivers some nasty boots to Devon. It's not enough to put him away. And then he gets caught in a 3D. Dudley's win and retain the title. Good show by Tajiri. And the Dudleys. I think the show might have been the weakest link here.
No, it was...
hate to say it.
What I didn't like about it was the, like, too much activity in the finish. Didn't need it all.
Oh, the whole mist.
Rhino. Like, just, yeah. Why are we having this many moving parts? Settle, everybody calm down. I didn't like that part of it. That part bothered me. It's like, you missed the referee so early that there's so much more to do in the match. And the referee's just sitting there all, you know, missed it out. Counts a two, crawls back to the corner, wipes his eyes some more. Rhino with the gore. Like, just stop it. Stop it. You know what you need? 3D. I like the sub to the 3D. That's all you need. Just get a 3D in, 1, 2, 3, and be done. Then Rhino, he did it for a reason.
Let me ask you something here. This ain't going to be the last we see of this, because this is just the way it goes with these finishes.
Right.
When do you see a clean finish? Like, you don't really ever see one.
Finished pretty clean in that Stacy Torrey match.
I finished all over the place for that one.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, real clean.
Doesn't it seem like it's like, do we have to protect everybody, you know? Like, there's very few clean finishes. Just
I get what you're saying. Yep. Yeah. No, I get what you're saying. And I don't even know if it's a protection thing. I mean, like, I think that's an overrated, overused
Well, that's like the best I could come up with for...
Right. But like, oh, we're doing a dirty finish, so he protected him. And that's not the way it fucking works. You can garner as much popularity losing as you can winning. It's not about going over, it's about getting over, right? All those fucking cliches are right.
Oh, yeah.
But then like, we're like, okay, we're gonna do this dirty finish here, we'll dirty finish there. Why do they do a dirty finish? Well, it's to protect that guy. Like, no. It's just bad. That's all it is. It's just bad.
Well, we'll see if we get we got a few more matches. We'll see if we get a clean finish. Doubtful, but we'll see. We got Booker T. Well, before we get into Booker T and The Undertaker, which I kind of like this matchup on paper, we're reminded not to try this at home. We got Shane in the back with Booker and Tess talking about getting respect.
I didn't even think about this until now. Don't try this at home. Meanwhile, you and me are in the basement reenacting the lingerie match. What part of it am I not supposed to try at home? Shotgun, I'm Tori.
Don't be Tori. Well, the T says that the Taker is one dead sucker, so here we are. We got a couple of Houston natives squaring off.
Tess had a good line in that promo.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually didn't mind Tess in this promo with him and Book and Shane, where Book was like, he goes, "It's a spoon-a-rooney." And then Book or Tess goes, "It's been a runai."
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Fucking, like, it's not like, it wasn't like, oh, my God, Test is, he's fucking changing everything right now. But the way he delivered it and the way he said it, he's like, a spinneroon hat. It's like, yeah, I'm all right with that.
Take Rise's bike down there. JR goes on a tangent about the Taker weighing less than he's billed at. That just kind of... It just cracked me up. He's like, you know, weighing in at 305, but JR's convinced that he's like taking off 10 pounds.
Right. What the fuck? Why does it fucking matter?
He's been working out real hard.
Oh, he's been working out real hard, right? He dropped 10 pounds.
Yeah.
I think once you get north of 300, fuck, like, 310 or 315, what the fuck's the difference?
Probably not a big difference.
10 pounds is the answer. 10 pounds is the difference. That was a test and you failed.
Well, that's not a big difference.
No, 10 pounds isn't shit, man. Yeah. My balls weigh 10 pounds.
Oh, yeah? Both of them?
I don't know. It's been a while since I weighed them. You ever do that? You can drop your balls on the scale just to see.
I'll try that out this evening.
Yeah, try it out, man. Find out you're going to go on a ball diet.
So JR talks about previous successes that these guys have had in October's past. Just hitting us with the random stuff here in this match. After dilly-dallying for a few minutes on the outside, the bell finally rings and we're underway. Big flying forearm from T. We're told at least 5 times that Booker T is a former 5-time WCW champion. Goes after Taker in the corner, misses, hits the post, and the dead man goes to work on that arm. He does a cool deal when he works over the arm. He holds on to the arm bar through, like, several moves.
Yes.
And culminating in the old school. Now, here's something for you, Mr. Rules.
All right, hit me.
So, dead man does the old school. Paul Lee
says
he
does.
That should be illegal. Does he have any ground to stand on here?
He does.
So that should be illegal?
Well, should it be illegal? That's one of those close ones. I think that's one of those close ones because technically he's in the ropes. Taker is, right?
Right.
He's on the ropes, and he's holding him. No, maybe. Well, okay, well, here's the problem. Is it only the guy receiving the punishment, or you can be on the ropes in an offensive fashion? No, because it'd still be a 5 count, right? Or a 10 count. Five. It's a 5 count. It would be a 5 count, same as the tarantula. So he's got his opponent's hand. He's in the ropes. He's got a 5 count.
So exceeding that 5 count, which he probably does most of the time.
Every single time, yeah.
It's a tough series to pull off in under 5.
Yeah, you got to be real quick to go under 5. So, yeah, I'm thinking Paul's probably right on this one.
Well, Book goes to the outside to power up. Taker follows him out there, and he gets thrown into the stairs for his troubles. Book grabs the ring bell, and referee Tim Dwight intercepts it. This one spills into the audience. We see a bring back Lawler sign. I got a feeling we'll see him soon.
Yeah, should.
Taker gets rammed into the post. And they're outside for a few minutes at least. No count. T hits a big missile drop kick. Just kicks all over the place here.
Yeah.
T looks like he's going for the spin-a-rooney. False alarm. But he gets to it a little bit later, but I just want to get to this here. So T goes upstairs, takes a page right out of Triple H's book, goes for an absolutely nothing, and takes a boot to the face.
It's a good second rope nothing. He did put his hands up like he might be going for a double axe, but that's weird to go for a double axe with a second rope to a grounded opponent.
Yeah, that's a rare move. Booker goes up for a 10 count, and he gets caught in the last ride for a 3. I saw that one coming. I think we've seen that spot with somebody this year.
Yeah.
In the season.
Triple H.
Oh, yeah. He was same deal.
So, big miss by JR. I want to mention it. He says that Booker T throws a spinning heel kick. What he actually threw was kind of that leg lariat that he throws. Like, he's not even spinning. Not one revolution. And Jared's like, well, it's a spinning wheel. He threw a damn spinning wheel kick. No, he didn't. The first thing that you said, spinning. He didn't spin. Not once, JR. Knock it off. Outside of that, I couldn't really get into this match, and I don't know why. I like Booker. I like Taker just fine. It was maybe one of those things where, like, the chemistry was maybe off. It wasn't a horrible match, not one that I'm anticipating I'll ever need to go back and watch. It just never kind of brought me into it. I don't know if it's the I don't like the Spiker Taker gimmick. I don't know if that has anything to do with it or not. T and blue trunks, that was a little different.
Interesting.
But it never brought me in. So, like I said, that's not to say it was a. I'd say it was a bad match or a super hard watch or anything like that. I just never really got, never sunk. My teeth never got sunk into it. Never into it.
I got to mention, I looked forward to this one on paper. It's an unusual matchup, but.
Yeah.
The crowd wasn't super into it either, besides the spin-a-rooney spot.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, Undertaker picks up the win. Now the coach flags Y2J down in the back. He says it's time to put up or shut the hell up. He says that he's got to go win the big one. So he's challenging The Rock for that big gold WCW belt. Get the package leading up to this world title match. Looks like Jericho defeated Rob Van Dam to get that title shot. Rock says he can't win the big one because he's just not that good. Well, these guys got a little bit of a rivalry going back to when Jericho debuted a few years ago. I think it was in the middle of a Rock promo that he debuted.
Yeah.
Sweet opportunity for Jericho, who never got go at the WCW title when he was in WCW. So, so there is that. We got WCW alumni Charles Robinson officiating this one. Rock Y2J, you like the sound of that?
A little bit. A little bit. It was, to me, this is kind of fun just because of the Y2J when he arrived during that, you know, the countdown clock, and it was the Rock in the ring, and the Rock kind of came out and did the, you know, who in the blue hell are you? And Jericho, you know, it doesn't matter who you are, that whole thing. I kind of always thought that kind of, I don't want to say it buried Jericho, but like it didn't help him when he came. You know what I mean? It didn't help him. I know Rock was doing his shtick, and Jericho shows up, and it's a big thing, and then Rock kind of shits on it, and I don't think that helped him when he arrived. So seeing them in this situation now, I kind of like that.
The Rock's off to an early advantage here before falling victim to a pair of arm drag tosses and a wrist lock from Jericho. We get some JR facts hearing about The Rock's lineage, and we hear that Y2J is a former hockey player. I think his dad was a pro.
Yeah, his dad was a pro.
Was a Ranger, I believe.
I think his mom might have been a pro, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Both guys go for their finishers early on to no avail. Jericho lands a dropkick on the Great One, sends him outside. Follows it up with a big reverse elbow smash from the top. Rock hits a big flying forearm, but immediately gets hung out to dry on the top rope. JR plugs our next show, Rebellion, live from the UK. We get a superplex. Robinson counts both men down for a 9. Then they're up. Rock lands a Samoan drop and says that was made famous by Peter Maivia.
Okay.
That's a fun fact.
If it's true.
Makes sense.
Right.
So that might be JR creating some history, though.
Right.
Which he does from time to time.
And moves. He might have just hit him with the right cross.
Man, you might like this. The Rock locks in a headlock. Rest hold time.
Yeah, so, and it seemed like they had been fighting for a while to get to that rest hold. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, that's a rest hold a little bit later in the match. Usually you see a rest hold, you know, 2/3 the way, right? Maybe halfway. It seemed later in the match. So when they were in the rest hold, and I don't know when it came in time-wise. So when it came in, I was like, oh, shit, this is late for a rest hold. What's this, going to be like a 70-minute match? I got concerned. But you know what it was? It's just a properly timed rest hold. This guy just needs a breather. Rest holds are great, man. Do you love rest holds?
I appreciate a good rest hold.
Yeah. Yeah. You need them. They're important.
Right, right. Jericho's hand drops twice, and he hulks up. The Rock catapults him with a slingshot into the corner. They battle on the top rope with Jericho throwing the Rock off the top, following it up with another big drop kick. Jericho hits a Rock Bottom and the crowd goes wild. Hits a Lion Salt, the Rock kicks out, and Y2J goes for a People's Elbow. The Rock moves, locks in that sharpshooter. Jericho gets to the ropes for the ring break. The rope break. And they battle on the outside. The Rock preps the Spanish announce table for some action. Gives Y2J a big-ass Rock Bottom right through it. Question for you.
Please ask.
All right, we're on the outside here. Sort of, this kind of international waters.
Yep.
Is putting somebody through a table warrant a disqualification?
Yeah, I think you could. I think you could. That's the hard problem. Like, you throw them into the ring steps. That's not a DQ.
Right.
You're just using your environment. You're not bringing anything extra to the party.
Right.
So I think if you're just using your environment, with the exception of, like, choking somebody with the ring ropes, you know, those type of things, if you're just using the environment that is around you, I think it's okay.
Back in the ring. Rock lands the spine buster, goes for the people's elbow, and Jericho catches him. Walls of Jericho looks nice. And then Stephanie shows up. I don't know if this probably didn't need to happen, but she shows up, throws a chair in the ring. Jericho goes after her, then The Rock delivers the DDT. Steph gets on the apron and cheers for Rock. He brings her in and plants a rock bottom on her. And then Y2J hits it's a full Nelson facebuster smash onto a chair.
He fucking stroked him.
Is that
Skull-crushing
finale?
It was the skull-crushing finale, yeah. No, I mean, because it's a stroke variation. He kind of stroked him.
So I just stroked on about this before this match. Is it too much to give a guy a clean win in a title match?
It's starting to feel that way, isn't it?
Yeah. We'll have to, when we do a review, we'll have to go back and see if there were any, you know.
Yeah, boy, that might be depressing.
Yeah. So Steph gave Chris an assist. I told you these guys were doing the dance, man.
You think so?
Of course.
You think they're getting dirty?
Oh, I think they're getting dirty.
You're getting real dirty.
Rock grabs the chair, has a stare down with the new champion. Handing off the chair as Jericho screams, "I won the big one!" Paulie says this is the worst day in Stephanie's life. That's a little dramatic.
That is a little dramatic, yeah.
All right, it's time for the main event. First, we get a shot of Vince's locker room for no reason. And then we hear saliva's click, click, boom.
Horrible.
They liked saliva quite a bit. They were almost on that Limp Bizkit sort of plane.
Were they?
They had a few jams that they used.
I don't like that, though, because, like, Limp Bizkit really opened up the door for bands like that I don't want to hear.
Like saliva.
Like saliva, yes.
So we got a triple threat match here. And I think this is one fall to the finish.
You think it's one fall to the finish?
Yeah.
You watched it.
I watched it. I'm just thinking to myself that these types of matches, these triple threats, should be elimination.
I think that Fatal Four Ways should always be elimination. Triple threats, one fall to the finish.
So what you think, yeah?
Yep. Four-way, eliminate. Three-way, one fall.
Because the one thing with the three-way is obviously the champion doesn't have to lose.
Right.
So Angle's out first, followed by RVD. He's still got that hardcore belt. Looking to become a double champion. Austin's out next. He's got the bionic redneck SOV on his vest. Angle starts off just dishing out a series of suplexes. Just going to town, establishing some dominance early on here. For RVD and Stone Cold, both members of the Alliance.
Yes, it's important to note.
Take out the Olympic hero and then exchange flipping each other off. It's been a little bit of a power struggle with Austin and RVD.
I don't think it's been a power struggle. Like, Austin still has the power, but I think that RVD's trying to, you know, he's trying to break out a little bit. I think he's trying to take the power. He's just trying to be his own man.
Oh.
Yeah, a little different.
Yeah, and he's, as far as the Lions guys go, he's the most over of the batch, for sure.
Yeah, easily.
Asta gets both of the challengers in the corner and stomps a mud hole in them. I like how he pauses from time to time to flip off the crowd with the crazed look.
It's kind of like William Regal's stop and wave.
Yeah, it is. It's the same guy.
But it's
thing.
A fuck you.
Yeah. Classic. RVD nails a couple of his big kicks and connects with that Rolling Thunder somersault splash. Austin's looking real sharp out there, I write. He really, really wants to hang on to that belt. Works over RVD's leg, keeps knocking Kurt out of the ring. We get an STF from Stone Cold. Fight goes to the outside. Austin gives Angle a catapult slingshot to the post. Continues to work over RVD's legs. This is a smart champion here. He's keeping one guy on the outside. The guy on the inside is working over his legs.
Yeah.
RVD does a cannonball somersault splash to the outside. And neither one of the guys wanted to catch him.
We don't want you.
Pretty nasty, nasty landing there. Back inside the ring, Angle connects with a big suplex and then an even bigger moonsault. Asta gets in there, breaks it up, and then he and Kurt exchange stunner attempts. They both go down with a double clothesline. RVD goes upstairs for the five-star, misses both guys. Angle gets up, connects with a German, eats a stunner. Got RVD breaking it up, connected with a split-legged moonsault on Austin. This is anybody's game here. Angle connects with an angle slam. They're just battling back and forth. Battle to the outside. Try to do a spot through the English announce table. The thing does break. RVD just flies into the scene and connects, knocking down Kurt, and out comes Vince McMahon. Kurt tosses Van Damme off the top rope as Stone Cold is out of commission on the outside. Rattlesnake gets revived, gets in there, hits a stunner on Angle, who rolls out of the ring. Smart move by the Olympic hero. McMahon gets in there, clobbers Austin with the chair. Van Damme hits a five-star frog splash. Just for the pin, gets broken up. And Captain Kurt Angle slaps on four German suplexes and an angle slam. Then we get Shane. Shows up, breaks up the pin. Vince races over, gets some shots in on his son. Austin hits the stunner on Van Damme to win and retain the title. Vince doesn't look pleased.
No, neither do I.
This was a fun match. And so was the Rock and Jericho one until the big band show up at the end.
Right. And here's like one of the things that bothers me too. It's already a three-way. There's already enough moving parts. There's already enough ways it can go.
Yeah.
Then you have the McMahons come down and they do all their horse shit, which is taking away from the story that they should be telling within the confines of the match, which is RVD trying to break out on his own, not leave the alliance, be, you know, maybe his own guy. He could be maybe the main player in the alliance. And Austin needing to hold on to that belt and hold on to his power in the alliance. And Kurt wanting to get the belt. Right? Like, there's enough there. You don't need the McMahons down because it takes away from the finish that actually was. The finish was RVD eating the stunner, getting pinned by the Rattlesnake. Yeah. There should be something that plays there. Whether it's Austin picking RVD up after the match, shaking his hand, give him the finger, whatever it is. Like, that's the story in the match. And I know that they tease, like, RVD and Mr. McMahon loves RVD now, and the TV leading up to it, they did RVD had frog-splashed Austin, and he had frog-splashed Kurt, and there was a which side is he on type of a thing. But play more into that, not into the McMahon's coming down and all the fucking hooligan bullshit going on. I didn't like it, man. It bothered me.
Yeah. Yeah, they were very similar finishes, both of the title matches. And McMahon shows up and fucks it up.
Right.
You know, so. It does kind of cast a shadow over the show a little bit.
It really does.
There's a lot of good action on the show, just not satisfying finishes.
No. So. Oh, I didn't think this was a horrible event. I'm not, you know, grading it a kick in the dick, but give me something. You know what I mean? Like, give me some cleanness.
So when I heard them talking about the stipulation of the match, I automatically thought, okay, RVD is going to get pinned by Angle or something like that, where Austin, you know, doesn't get pinned but loses the thing.
Well, you knew RVD was there to take the pin.
So I'm kind of, yeah, so I'm kind of glad that I wasn't correct there in assuming that, you know, because usually when they talk about something like that, you know, it happens, but
right.
So I guess I like seeing the Austin win, but yeah, it didn't need to. What are we doing? We just for RVD being in the mix, just a
right
big deal.
Right.
There's no shame in taking a stunner from the world champion.
No, no. And so, and the other thing that I thought of too in this match, especially in the finish, is that he fought, like, Austin hit Kurt with what, 91 stunners to finish him off last time we saw these two? And then RVD takes one stunner and it's over. Like, I think that we're not putting this shit together when we're watching it. One match where you stun a guy, you know, four times and don't finish him devalues the stunner. Right. If we're going to do this like protection bit, like, oh, they're doing it to protect this guy, then think about the fucking finishes too. Because if you're taking, you're saying it took me five stunners to beat Kurt Angle, and then you turn and you do this finish where it's one stunner to beat RVD. Well, that means right away, Kurt Angle is five stunners or four stunners better than RVD. Right.
If you're applying logic, yes.
Right. So fucking knock it off. Just fucking stop it. Man. And again, I didn't think I was going to get that angry at this watch. Fucking clean it, man. Clean it up. I'm hoping the next one is nothing but clean finishes. Do you think it will be? What do you think? Next
no.
event, all clean? All clean?
Well, I mean, we can hope.
Okay.
I feel like being optimistic, sure.
What do you think? It's going to be 50-50?
Be an all-clean show.
All clean, man. Going I love it. Clean. I'm going to say at least two. So
I'd take two,
up,
actually.
I would take two. Yeah, I would love to take two. Anyway, Golden Girls. So at the next event is Rebellion. This was an exclusive for the UK.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it? Okay, yeah.
It was in Manchester.
So we got Edge is taking on Christian in a steel cage match for the IC title.
All right.
Ladder to steel cage, I'm okay with it. Hurricane's taking on Scotty Too Hotty. I wish Grandmaster Sexy was still here.
Yeah, me too.
Both in the company at this time and, you know, still with us, I guess. We got Diamond Dallas Page is taking on the Big Show. Triple Threat.
All right. Like DDP.
Love DDP. Glad to see him back. Getting him on the bang bus. Got a Triple Threat match. APA, Hardys, and Dudleys. That's for the WCW Tag Team Championship. Tajiri is taking on William Regal. Always good, right?
Yeah, should be good. Battle of former good buddies.
We got Tajiri Regal. Did I say that one?
Yep.
Okay. I just lost my spot.
Get him again.
Yeah, maybe I'm losing my shits. Angle and Jericho, WCW match, WCW championship match.
All right.
Now we got the tit parade here. We got Lita and Tori are taking on Mighty Molly and Stacy with a special guest referee of Trish Stratus.
All right.
You know what I call that?
Huh.
That's a 10-knock match. Main event, The Rock is taking on Stone Cold Steve Austin for the WWF Championship.
Huh.
That's not going to be clean. None of it's going to be clean. I like that you're optimistic. I want to be optimistic, too. You read through the card, you know what's going to happen.
Yeah. It's like the same, like, in this time of abundant talent, we got, like, the same guys just floating between the two world titles right now.
Yep.
Seems like they kind of edged Booker T out of there. So now it's just Federation guys.
Right.
But we'll see DDP taking on the Jai.
I like that. Yeah, I like the DDP Jai. And I want to see what's DDP doing. What's he looking like these days? Is he still stalking people? Right. Yeah, what's going on? How have you been? How's the bang bus? Let me on.
All right, well, man, I'm going to hold on hope for some clean finishes.
I'm going to hold on hope for some fun stuff in the knock match.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, we want to thank you for joining us here. Season 7, I think we're on episode 9 of the show. Just moving right along. Duke the dumpster bags. Pull one out of there.
And some Kevin. A slide.
A one.
In there.
Yes, I can hold you one time.
I don't know.